the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike on an email address, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. For a question or a concern or a comment or a question for our guest, we'll talk about here in a second. udocs@gmail.com. Catch us along the way on our affiliated radio stations, radiomd.com, and we're on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse, and go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the app. You can use it on the web. Click Talk in the main menu if you're using it on the internet, and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So a good show coming up today. We thank you for checking in anytime you can. Our guest, Dr. Mike, at 35 minutes after the hour, I think our topic is going to be supplements, right?
Right. It's Dr. Mike Smith, who wrote the book called The Supplement Pyramid. He talks about what are the essential supplements that everyone should take, in his opinion, and then what are those for energy and then or disease, and then what are those for optimal life. And that's why it's a pyramid. It goes from the baseline of what everyone should have to what you need just if you want to be optimal.
Dr. Michael Smith, the book is called The Supplement Pyramid. It's published by Basic Health Publications. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. I heard your boss's name this week with a possibility of being, a candidate for that VA secretary's job.
Well, this all started with a blog we wrote that was carried on U.S. News and World Report on May 19th when I said, for same-day appointments, the Cleveland Clinic has same-day appointments, and he made it so that we all did that. And if the VA needed to cure itself and make sure that the veterans were cared for, I would know of no one better than this Bronze Star-earning Vietnam vet who runs the Cleveland Clinic, Toby Cosgrove. Obviously, he was also considered. It turned out he would be on anyone's list because he is a outstanding medical leader and administrator. And today he said, thank you very much, but he withdrew his name.
Oh, is that right?
Hmm. So that may be late-breaking news for you.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear. I just heard the House might consider bringing his name up for consideration. What has he done as the leader of the Cleveland Clinic? What kind of things has he brought to the organization?
Well, he's literally transformed us from when he took over. I think we were around 25,000 employees and had one disjointed organization, meaning the main clinic, Cleveland Clinic, practiced one way, and at Hillcrest, one of our hospitals was another, and at one of the Florida hospitals, it was another. He made them uniform. He improved the quality. He was the one who first got outcome statistics for cardiac surgery and spread them to everything. He improved the outcomes by just having us measure them and record them. He also made all the care, as I said, uniform, increased the size. We're 43,000 employees now, and instead of serving roughly, and just to give you the scope of things, we have around, when he took over, it was about 1.5 million outpatient visits and around 79,000 admissions. We're now 160,000 admissions and 5 million outpatient visits. Now, that's small compared to the VA, which has 900,000 admissions a year, I understand, and something on the order of 90,000 outpatient visits.
Well, it's a, I don't know, I think, I'm not sure if I want to work
they
for the government.
They say 90,000, I should have said 90 million.
90 million?
Yeah. Compared to our, we think we're busy at 5.5 million.
And he's also a Central New York native of Watertown, New York. I don't know if you knew that or not.
He is a native of Watertown, New York. Played basketball up there. Uh-huh. And came back for his 50th high school reunion, I understand, a few years ago.
Yeah. News to me about him withdrawing his name, but better, you know, obviously, you probably...
No, it broke about an hour ago. It would be... And he just sent it to the... To the staff of the Cleveland Clinic that he was withdrawing his name. So I think he's done that officially so that no one puts him... He said he's got enough challenges with the Cleveland Clinic.
Yep. Okay. So udocs@gmail.com. UDOCS@gmail.com. Leg cramps. Dr. Mike, how do you get leg cramps?
Well, the usual way, as I told you before I came here, I decided that I would do the show in a 90-plus degree room. I broke, when it hit 99, I decided I was going to cool it down to 93. But anyway, when we started, it was 93 degrees, and what you do is you sweat out water. Mm-hmm. So, and you sweat out salt. And you become depleted, and your muscles don't get enough, if you will, nutrients because they're shut down because they don't want, you know, you want to preserve blood flow to your brain and kidneys and the vital organs. So when you lose fluid, you shut it down. So you take more fluid in, but some of it, the fluid is water. It's not electrolytes. And if you exercise as hard as LeBron does, you need electrolytes, and you need them to equilibrate between the cells and the outside of the cells. And that takes time. And so it's very tough to do what apparently he has a problem in that his cells must lose more nutrients than they can replace in a given period of time when they're very active.
Yeah, the thing about it, what we're talking about, LeBron James in the first game of the NBA Finals the other night in San Antonio, apparently an electrical problem shut down the air conditioning system, and the arena got into the 90s, and he was unable to play, the last 4, 5, 6 minutes of the game. I mean, we've all had a leg cramp. You can't move. I mean, your legs will not move when you have a leg cramp.
That's right. It has to be stretched out, but... If you stretch it out and it goes back into cramping, which is what happened to him, then you just can't. You've got to get it just stretched out and have someone hold it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that if it goes into, you can tear it while you move it. If you try and move it like just walking off the court, he may have been able to tear some of those muscle fibers, and that's a real problem because what happens is they just go into a contraction mode. They get very small. It's as though you contract, you know, your arm, it goes into a contraction, and you can't stretch it out. So you have to force it stretched out, and you have to keep it there, and then you have to rehydrate it and get electrolytes back in it. That all takes time. It usually takes a couple hours for that to equilibrate. And when you're in extreme conditions, it can take longer than that because you've shut down blood flow to that muscle. So what happens is you shut down blood flow. The muscle goes past where it can go in blood flow. So it then clamps down because you don't want to deliver it to this, quote, contracted muscle. Mm-hmm. And then the muscle goes into the spasm, and when it's in spasm, it needs much more glucose, much more of the nutrients that keep it active and keep it able to contract and relax. But you can't get them because it's in spasm and your blood vessel's in spasm. So the problem gets worse until you can stretch it out and relax that muscle and get blood flow to it. And that's why it takes time, and that's why he was on the sidelines. It's not like you cramped up your leg when you were sleeping, can stretch it out and then go back to normal function. No, every time he used it, it went into spasm.
Yeah, it doesn't last for long, but boy, when it's hit, it hits. It hits real hard. I think we're coming up on a break. Normally, I hear music at this time, but I'm going to assume we're taking a break here, and then we'll be back with more of the top medical stories of the week. And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Dr. Michael Smith is our guest at 35 minutes after the hour. His book is called The Supplement Pyramid. We'll talk about supplements with Dr. Michael Smith and Dr. Michael Roizen here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. Talk about this pig virus, Dr. Mike, and how it's more of a problem than maybe they anticipated.
Well, the pig virus, the good news is it doesn't affect humans in any way. other than it will raise the price of pork, which is probably a good thing, because we probably should be eating less pork and clearly less other pig products. So pigs get this virus that causes diarrhea. And it's such a severe thing. It's just like LeBron had, if you will, not diarrhea, but you get very, because you have this enormous fluid output and the pigs don't adjust to it, so they actually shut down their system and they get so dehydrated they die. And about 10% of the United States pigs have died this last year from this severe diarrhea. Now, we don't get it, but apparently it can be still in pig products that are shipped overseas and clearly in hogs that are shipped. So the hog business, I didn't realize this, the hog sell about $30 million worth of hogs, but $6 billion worth of pig products overseas. And about 11 countries have now banned import of pigs and pig products, hogs and pig products from the United States.
All right. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Saw a commercial on Panera Bread on TV today before I came to the radio station. They're making some changes. What is Panera Bread doing about their product?
Well, this is really superb. Panera has said it's going to cut out all the additives, and there are a lot of additives in the Panera bread and in the Panera foods. It's not just the bread line, but they're going to cut out all of their, if you will, their food additives and their choices. So this is a large thing. They're just going with... if you will, regular food, food that is that has no additives, no dyes, no anything else in it, and if possible, only organic. So it's really a major step for a company. There's only one company that has tried to do something like this before. They didn't succeed, but Panera thinks it can. It has, in the past, gone away from high-fructose corn syrup, so it thinks it can do this. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're taking that out. How will it affect taste? Because, you know, customers go to a place because they like the taste of foods they, these companies, restaurants have.
We don't know. We don't expect it to. I mean, in other words, they're going to be very careful in doing this. And they said it's going to occur over, I think it was 3 years. Do you know that, Joe?
No, not familiar with that, no.
Okay, I think it said over 3 years, so it's not an immediate thing, and but it is a huge change.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Why do they wait so long? Why do they wait 2-3 years to make changes like this? Why does it take so long for them to do that?
Well, just for the same reason you said, they want the taste to be the same, mm-hmm. but with none of the artificial ingredients. So that's why they're doing it, apparently.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Michael Smith, in 10 minutes, talks about supplements in his book called The Supplement Period. He'll be joining us today at 5:35. The Kaiser Foundation is changing the way they buy furniture, similar to what your Cleveland Clinic does. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, in other words, furniture, most of us don't realize, you realize it with plywood, that it's a composite with a lot of volatile organic compounds that it off-gasses over time. So, for example, a lot of furniture is made with formaldehyde as part of that bonding that keeps the wood together. And so what the Cleveland Clinic did about 5 years ago and Kaiser started to do and now is completing is they are not buying any furniture that off-gasses any organic compound. So it's got to be 100% wood, and it's got to be, you know, none of the smells coming off of it, unless they are 100% essential oils. So no artificial products at all, no chance of... And the reason this is very interesting, is that with the energy efficiency of the late 70s, early 80s, buildings started to get sealed. So apparently until then, Even though you thought you were in a sealed room and a sealed building, meaning you only had inside air recycling and no outside air, there was about 10 changes of air from outside to inside in the average home, and a little greater in the average building until the late 70s, early 80s. Then we got to seal things, so there now are only one or two or three changes of your total air in the average building now, which means that when you off-gas something, when you use one of the fragrances, that stays around in your house for a long time. The real problem in this is in what we call the cooking stoves with microwave exhausts. You know how the microwave is always over the burners?
Yes.
Well, apparently those are not very efficient at getting rid of things, and they often don't go right to the outside. So you put a lot of particles out in the food you cook. Well, the other place you put a lot of particles out, and small particles that are dangerous to human health, that cause abnormal heartbeats and that can cause lung damage from that, is in fact your furniture. So we off-gas a lot of both particles and volatile organic compounds from furniture.
Do you think we'd be better off if offices could open up windows?
Absolutely. Well, that's the interesting thing is, most places, that's true. Now, if you live within a couple blocks of a freeway, that isn't true, especially if you live within a couple blocks of a truck loading and unloading zone or a school bus loading and unloading zone. But other than that, you know, where's the cleanest air in the United States?
Cleanest air in the United States. You want a state? Is that what you're asking for?
I want a state.
Cleanest air in the United States. Probably somewhere in, I'd say something place like New Hampshire or Maine.
Hawaii.
I was thinking Hawaii too. Yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah, they're out there and they get great ocean air and it's clean. The air from China, you know, that is so dirty, and Japan, that drifts over Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes very far north, to the north part of it, gets some of state of Washington, but doesn't get Hawaii for some reason to any great degree. And in fact, the average life expectancy in Hawaii, just because of the lack of particulates in the air compared to Riverside, California, which is the dirtiest air in America, is about 3.3 years longer. So you take the same person from Hawaii, you move them to Riverside, California, their life expectancy is 3.3 years less, and they have much more lung and other disabilities because of that air quality.
Yeah, but the thing about Hawaii is that they eat a lot of spam. That's where spam comes from, right?
Well, they probably eat a lot of fish, mahi-mahi, too.
But I think that's a big... They consume a lot of spam. I've never been able to stomach it.
Come on. Hawaii?
Yeah, that's where... I think that's where it comes from. I think it originated in... It was a way for people to eat something substantive, not necessarily saying it's great, but at a cheap price. I think it emanates from Hawaii. We'll Google that up. Coming up when we get a chance. Coming up after the break, we'll talk supplements. Dr. Michael Smith, his book is called The Supplement Pyramid. You want to stay here for that on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world.
It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Michael Smith is a health scientist, online personality for Life Extension. That's the world's leading organization dedicated to extending the healthy human lifespan. Dr. Michael Smith is an author, blogger, creates and conducts webinars, and appears in informational health and wellness videos. We're going to talk with him today about supplements. His book is called The Supplement Pyramid, published by Basic Health Publications. And he, too, is called Dr. Mike. So I see we're going to have a problem right here off the beginning, but I'll let these two fight that out. So thanks for coming on and talking about supplements. You're probably going to say, even if you eat pretty healthy, you probably need to take supplements. I'm sure you're going to say that, but why should you?
Well, great question. And of course, I'm going to tell that my first chapter answers that question for us. So I did some research and I laid out what I consider to be five scientific facts of why we need supplements today. This isn't Dr. Mike Isms or Dr. Roizen Isms. I'll let Dr. Roizen be called Dr. Mike. So I laid out these five facts. The very first one in my research kind of surprised me. Back in the 1920s, the United States government did the first soil surveys, and they concluded way back then that our soils were depleted of key chemicals, key compounds, key minerals like magnesium, copper, selenium, and nothing. When I was looking at that research, I thought, well, what have we done since then? So I couldn't find anything other than in the South, where there's been some rejuvenation efforts. There really hasn't been much done, and we've been. So what does that mean? We've been eating nutrient poor food for many decades now. That doesn't mean we still need to eat that fresh food, the organic food. I just don't think a tomato today is what a tomato was a few decades ago because of those soil conditions. Another reason, just look at the lives that we live today. I mean, it's a 24-hour information, go, go, go cycle. We never seem to turn things off anymore. So chronic stress is on the rise, and although we have some wonderful built-in anti-stress systems in the body, they're just overwhelmed. Take the environmental toxin. I was listening to, when I was on hold, you guys were talking about organic compounds, volatile organic compounds, and all the toxins in our environment. Again, we got a wonderful built-in detox system called the liver, but it's overwhelmed today. So when you just put all this together, right, the soil, the lives we live, the chronic stress, I think supplements are necessary, and I think that's well supported in the research and the literature.
Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Right, and in that first chapter, you go through some of the lack of us getting even 80%. That's the estimated annual requirement in our diet.
Right.
If we aren't taking supplements, 93% of us are short of vitamin E, around 89% of vitamin D, 56% of magnesium, et cetera. So you lay it out here very nicely. One of the questions we got this week after we tweeted that you were going to be on the show and the book was going to be on was someone saying, you often, Dr. Mike, say, in fact, 97% of all the vitamins come from the same three companies because they were involved in price fixing. Why should we pay more, and how do you choose a supplement? Obviously, the supplements don't all come from the same company, do they, or do they, was the question. And they said, it doesn't matter where I get my multivitamin as long as I get the right amounts. What about supplements? And he said specifically, tell me about glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Are there specific ones we should look for or not?
Well, that's a good question. You know, to answer that, well, no, not all there are many companies out there. I will tell you this, and in the back of my book is an appendix, Dr. Roizen, where I list out what I do believe to be about the top, say, 12 to 15 companies in the industry. And the reason I can say that, these are companies that have been around for a long time. They've been producing good quality products. They've had some good results with their products. They have good following. So there are companies out there that are doing a really good job. There actually are thousands of supplement companies, by the way, and many of them, I guess you might call fly-by-night companies. They latch on to some.
So before you go on, I should put on, this is an Appendix A in his book, and it's called Source Nutritionals, Country Life, Now Foods, Rainbow Life, Gala Herbs, Carlson Laboratories, Garden of Life, Life Extension, Twin Labs, Jarrow Formulas, and New Chapter are the ones in there. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, Dr. Mike, you know, the reason I like those companies, and so I made a statement a second ago. I said that these are companies that produce, you know, quality products. How do I know that? Well, there is something that all of those companies do that you can check yourself. They produce what are called certificate of analyses for all of their branded products. What that means is there's a third-party lab that goes out there and will test each one of their branded products, and they will look for the purity and potency of the active ingredients. They will look at inactive ingredients. They will look at heavy metals, microbes. They'll do that whole check for you. And consistently, these companies produce quality products based on those C of A's, which they make available to the consumers if you simply call and ask them for it. So
we actually just got that question. This guy, Donald, wrote us. Donald, thank you for writing us. He said, how do I get those, I guess it was, what's in the product, ingredients by the third party? Do I have to write to the FDA?
No. Most companies will have them on file. So there's usually a manufacturing number on the back label of the product, or you can go to the company's website. If they do produce this certificate of analysis, though, they're just holding it. They just have the document. The document was put together by a third-party lab, and they usually will list that lab's name, so you can also contact that lab. So either you can contact the company or you can call the number on the back of the label and ask for that C of A. Most of them can even email that document to you today. I did that for, by the way, I vetted all those companies in that appendix. I kind of acted like a consumer. As I said, I do take supplements, a lot of them. And I went through and I asked for C of A's from those companies. I received them very easy. They're very easy to read, as a matter of fact. There's an example C of A in my book, and I list out 9 steps of what you should look for on that C of A to make sure it's an appropriate one. And, here's the thing. At the end of the day, once you know a company is willing to send you that kind of information, once you know that they've put the research money into producing C of A's, that just gives you a lot of confidence in that company, and it gives you confidence in the product that you're buying is pure and potent. Not every company does that. So if you call them up, Dr. Mike, and this, let's say you're looking for a fish oil, you pull one off the shelf and you call them right there in the store because of that manufacturing number, and the person on the other line has no idea what you're talking about when you ask them for a C of A, you hang up the phone and you go find another product, and you go through that routine. It is an extra step before you purchase something, but I got to tell you, I just recently switched cell phone providers, and I spent a couple months researching all that. I mean, look what I did just for cell phones. I think if we apply even half of that effort or a quarter of that effort in purchasing supplements and follow some of the steps I have in the book, you will be confident that what you're buying is what you need, and what is stated on the label is in that product. So it gives you confidence to ask for a C of A.
So when we come back, there are 2 questions I have that have come in. One is from a former guest we've had, Ray Kurzweil, who takes 120-plus pills. And the question is, why would someone take 120-plus supplements? Tell us how you get to that in the formula, in the pyramid, or if that's just him. And as I said, he's the smartest guy I've ever met. And the second question is, coming back to the one, how do I go and find the glucosamine I want? Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike Royzen and Dr. Michael Smith. Dr. Mike Smith's book is called The Supplement Pyramid. Back with both and your email questions after the timeout on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royzen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
Radio MD is giving away $25 gift cards, and you can be a winner. You can spend the $25 in the Life Extension Store online for the best quality vitamins, minerals, and unique specially made formulas. It's the gift of health, and it's easy to win. Just go to RadioMD.com/contest. That's RadioMD.com/contest, or look for the contest entry on our site. It's just like cash, $25 to spend on the great health products at Life Extension from your friends at Radio MD. Enter now, RadioMD.com/contest.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our guest is Dr. Michael Smith. His book is called The Supplement Pyramid, published by Basic Health Publications. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
And we had two real questions we were left with at the end of the last hour for Dr. Mike Smith, one of which was, how do I... glutamine chondroitin sulfate, what do I look for on the label, or do I just try and find one of those companies that sells it that you've got in the back of the book? And the second, well, let's go through that question first.
Sure. Well, I think that they answered it for themselves. You know, the most important form or the best form of glucosamine is the sulfate form. That's the one that's going to absorb the best. It has the best bioavailability. And it's the form that is studied in joint clinical trials the most. So glucosamine sulfate is the one you want to do. Here's the thing, though. Here's a little tricky thing with glucosamine. You have to be careful with some of those companies. So this is where I would ask for a C of A, that certificate of analysis. Make sure it is glucosamine because this is an amino sugar. And you can fill up a capsule with a lot of inert amino sugars that really aren't going to do much for you that look a lot like glucosamine. But won't necessarily help any of the or have any of the joint benefits that real glucosamine sulfate does. So I do think it's important with glucosamine to ask for that C of A and make sure it is the sulfate form. That's the best form.
And the second one is you had Ray Kurzweil on a while back, and he told you he was taking 120 different vitamins and minerals in the average day. Obviously, you went to and four of those 120 pills were actually a multivitamin that was divided into four so that he got it spread throughout the day. But isn't 120 a little ridiculous And this is a question for you, Mike Smith.
Yeah, it is a lot. But he's trying to do something a little bit different. You have to look. Everybody's an individual. We all have different goals. And when you look at what he's trying to accomplish, which is really longevity, he wants to live about another 30 years or so, because by then he believes regenerative medicine is going to be big. We're going to be able to treat a lot of these age-related disorders better. So he knows if he can just extend his life about 30 years, he'll see a time in medicine where we're going to be able to cure what he believes to be a lot of the age-related disorders causing problems today. You have to look at what he's trying to accomplish with that. Now, for the average consumer, yeah, come on, 120 is a lot. We were talking at the break, Dr. Mike, I have a sister that probably takes close to that. She loves all the different shows, radio shows. She's very intelligent. And when she hears something new, she loves it. She loves to give those products a try. I'm not kidding you. She has a drawer or a cabinet in her kitchen. You open it up and bottles almost fall out. There's so many products that she takes. But I gotta tell you, a lot of them aren't really necessary for her, and I kind of wrote the book for her to help her kind of weed through that to figure out what exactly it is she needs. What I did is I developed
well,
16
we should...
health quiz. Oh, go ahead.
Right, and the health quizzes are in the middle, and we'll get to that in a second. But what I wanted to say is you have a pyramid which looks at a foundation. And then go take us through why you say there's a pyramid of supplements.
Sure. Well, you know, it's a play off the food pyramid, which most people know is a health tool to help us eat. However, the food pyramid obviously is not personalized in any way, whereas my supplement pyramid is. But so if you picture a pyramid in your mind, the first thing that you notice is that the bottom part, which is the widest part, is the most important to that structure. Why have the Egyptian pyramids lasted so long? They have a strong foundation. So, and I believe anything you do in life needs to have a strong foundation to it. So the foundational part of your pyramid is made up of four core products. It's a multivitamin, the omega-3 oils, the ubiquinol CoQ10, which is all about cell health and cell energy, and then, of course, a good probiotic. You're only as healthy as your gut. The probiotics are those healthy gut bacteria that support every phase of digestion. Once you got those four core products, and I'm Dr. Mike, I'm convinced. I've treated enough people. I've been in natural medicine long enough now. I've seen what those four foundational products can do for people. I'm convinced if we got more people to take those four, we would improve the health of this country dramatically. When you move up the pyramid, this is where we personalize it now. This is where to help my sister weed through some of those products that she's taken. I developed 16 health quizzes, and I took this over from clinical medicine when I was in practicing internal medicine back in Dallas. I took what we do with patients before we do any physical exam or before we take any blood tests. We talk to them. We ask them a series of questions. It's called a clinical history, as you know. So I took that same concept and brought it over to supplements. Now, obviously, I can't speak to every person out there. But the next best thing is to ask them some questions in these 16 quizzes. So each quiz.
Now, by the way, before we go further on the quizzes. So the quizzes are at the second level in the pyramid. So you've got a foundation, and then you have personalization, which is where the 16 quizzes fit.
Right. Right. Yeah. This is where once you got the foundational products are. Once you start those and you're good to go there, now we're going to figure out what your issues are. We're going to run you through these 16 quizzes. You don't have to take all 16. You know, you may know you have heart issues, hormone issues, cancer, so you may focus it. I do encourage everybody to take all 16, but what the whole point of this is for the reader to be able to answer these questions and kind of tell me their story. The 16 quizzes cover every body part. It covers some diseases like cancer and diabetes, but you just answer yes or no, but these are real clinical assessment questions, the same questions we would ask patients in our office. And I tally up the score, and the score you get does represent a certain amount of risk for having issues in that body part. The higher the score, the greater the risk. Once I know that, once you've told me that story by taking the quizzes, now I can line you up with the supplements based on research that are going to be best for you. They're going to target those specific issues.
So we should tell people that they've got to get the book to get all the information, or they can go to the website. There is a website where it talks about this quiz, and you can do the quizzes for free on the website, I think, Mike. Is that not true?
Yeah, so So at mysupplementpyramid.com are all the 16 quizzes. It's you do register, but it's for free. The reason you register is I can store the quizzes there for you as well, so you can come back and take them later and see how you're doing.
We have a hard break, Mike, so I'm going to say it's my personal, it's mysupplementperiod.com. You can get the free quizzes there. The book is called The Supplement Period. It's by Radio MD's own Dr. Michael A. Smith. He has a great program that starts, is the hour before mine. He explains really difficult concepts with enviable lucidity. It's a great, great, great hour. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike's. Thank you so very much. YouDocs@gmail.com, YouDocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.